The trial of accused terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui is back on again. Yesterday, Moussaoui withdrew his guilty plea, a plea Judge Leonie Brinkema had postponed accepting last week. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
When Moussaoui entered the courtroom, he seemed determined to continue with his plans to plead guilty, and the judge once again refused motions from standby defense lawyers to send the defendant for an extensive psychological evaluation. No, the judge said, she still believed that Moussaoui had perhaps made an unwise choice in defending himself, but there was no evidence, the judge said, that he's mentally incompetent. Indeed, as the proceedings unfolded, there were contradictory moments, moments of acute rationality by the defendant, contrasted with what might be called delusions. The rationality was demonstrated by his dawning understanding that he could not plead guilty and still maintain that he had nothing to do with September 11th. The possible evidence of delusion was his insistence that the U.S. government knew well before September 11th that the attacks were to take place and that the government knew he had no role in the plot. The proceeding opened with Moussaoui telling the judge that his guilty plea was, in effect, an end run around the government. What the government wants, he said, is a showcase. Bin Laden, Bin Laden, and Moussaoui will be the prize. His only chance at a fair hearing, he said, was to talk to the jurors in the sentencing proceeding. 12 people who are my enemy, he said, but sometimes you can find an honest enemy. A guilty plea proceeding, however, is a very specific ritual in which the defendant is required to admit guilt to every element of a crime. So when Judge Brinkema told Moussaoui that if he pled guilty, he would not be able to deny any part of the September 11th conspiracy, Moussaoui tried to dodge. That's your interpretation, he said. Judge Brinkema, no, that's how this trial will be run. The jury will be told you admitted guilt. I can't plead guilty to what the government alleges, responded Moussaoui. They say I provided a guest house and training. I can accept that. But he said he could not plead guilty to things he did not know about. That would be nonsense, he said. Judge Brinkema refused to budge. The essence of this conspiracy is that you agreed with members of Al-Qaeda to commit acts resulting in the deaths of thousands of persons on September 11th. Moussaoui read sections of the conspiracy law aloud. Somebody can be a conspirator, he said, by providing a guest house, for example, without knowing about September 11th. Judge Brinkema, it doesn't work that way. If you were standing here today and saying, yes, I provided a guest house but never intended to kill people, then you are not guilty. The essence of the conspiracy is you have to agree on the goal. The colloquy continued in that vein until Moussaoui abruptly asked for a brief recess. When he returned, he was quoting Shakespeare. Somebody say, to be or not to be, that is the question, said Moussaoui. Today I want to say, guilty or not guilty, that is the question. I wanted to plead guilty, but you want to tie me to certain facts who will guarantee my death, and in Islam this is forbidden. My aim was to expose all the information I have, and it's unbelievable in your society that somebody cannot talk about what he know in the criminal justice system. I withdraw my guilty plea. Outside the courthouse, Moussaoui's mother, speaking through an interpreter, said she was relieved that her son had come to his senses.
After 11 months in such detention conditions, he's no longer able to think rationally.
And Moussaoui's standby lawyer, public defender Frank Dunham, said that although he still thinks Moussaoui is delusional, Moussaoui had finally understood what a guilty plea meant.
I think that he found out what the repercussions of a guilty plea were, what it was he had to swallow, so to speak, what facts he had to agree to in order to plead guilty.
Jury selection in the case is scheduled to begin in late September. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.